إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يقول الله عز وجل يوم القيامة: سيعلم أهل الجنة من أهل الكرم. فقيل: ومن أهل الكرم يا رسول الله؟ قال: مجالس الذكر في المساجد. أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said in a hadith قدسي that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of resurrection that soon the people gathered will know who are the honored ones. That means this announcement will be made that soon all of those who are here present, they will know that who are the honored ones. It was asked that who are the honored people of Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replied, those who assemble the dhikr of Allah in the masajid. He replied that those who assemble for the dhikr of Allah in the masajid, these are the people who are the honored ones. The masjid has many functions and it has many purposes. Although we're reading from the etiquettes of dua, we can somehow relate this hadith to that. That the masjid has many functions. And the function of the masjid is not only the function of salah, but it has many primary functions, not secondary functions. Just as salah is a primary function, the other amal and other deeds which take place in the masjid and which form part and parcel of being a primary function of the masjid. And one of those is majalithu dhikri fil masajid. Those who assemble for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid. Many a time we find that sometimes unnecessarily people raise objections of dhikr in the masjid. That dhikr in a masjid, a halaqah of dhikr in a masjid is something which is a bid'ah, something which is unfounded in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire corpus of hadith is filled that on a daily basis you will find sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were gathered in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would be making dhikr. And many narrations are very clear that they would be making dhikr loudly in the masjid. Therefore these objections are unfounded. It is an established practice, and in fact the virtue of this is mentioned in this hadith, that the honored people will be those who gather for dhikr in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course we know that dhikr has many different connotations to it. One is the recital of, for example, the name of Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, etc. These are all forms of dhikr. Tilawa is a form of dhikr. Dua, it is a form of dhikr. But bear in mind, the hadith is also clear here that it is saying majalithu dhikri fil masajid. The word majlis will not be conferred upon something where people are not doing it collectively. That is not a majlis. If there are 10 people sitting in a masjid, and each one of them are sitting at separate corners of the masjid, and they all may be doing the same amal, that is not constituted. We don't constitute that a majlis. A majlis is when a number of people are gathered and they're all doing collectively the same action. This is what we call a majlis. So from here we see the virtue of doing dhikr in the masjid. In whatever form it may be, it is certainly established and it is held in high regard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us to be in the masjid.